This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Well, all 32 here on Cody and Gold.
Love talking other
analysis. I might have to change my all 32 with saw in the group chat.
Yeah, go ahead. Fire it off.
Go right ahead. I'll start. Okay. I know exactly what he's all upset about. There was a text that was just sent in a group chat.
Sean Barber. Of course it was.
Yeah, we'll get to it. I was just going to talk about something more from what's trending. You mentioned Terry McLaurin. So, yeah, it sounds like most people around the league do not believe Terry McLaurin, his ask as a 30-year-old wide receiver, is frankly all that realistic. And he, of course, believes he still has a lot of great football left. The Commanders are saying, we don't want to be paying 30, you man. Top 10 wide receiver money when you're 33 years old. Totally get the argument. Meanwhile, he was removed from the PUP list on Saturday, which is kind of intriguing. He's like, okay, does that mean they're closer? Well, no. He had an air quote ankle injury that he was dealing with. He's been at practice. The PUP list means now he has to hold in. It puts some more pressure on him. I still think what happens is he plays week one of the season, and right before then, there's either A, this year they just give him some more money this year, which is not what he wants. He wants a long-term deal, but maybe they do that to smooth things over, or there is still, like most things, a serious compromise. Maybe they give him more signing bonus. He doesn't get the same average per year that he thinks he deserves. Terry McLaurin has to play for them this year at some point. He can't sit out all year. We went through this with the Chris Jones stuff a couple years ago. He has to play. They also, by the way, need him to play if they want to have any chance of getting to where they think they can get to. And I'm talking even just making the playoffs. The Commanders' schedule is so much more challenging than it was a year ago. They can They could be a better team this year and lose more games. Kind of like what we've talked about the Chiefs. Like, the Commanders might be a 10-win football team this year and still be better than they were a year ago, but the only way it comes together, Terry McLaurin has to play for your second-year quarterback, and I think he will, but this has dragged on much longer than anybody in D.C. even thought as well. Talking to Grant, who I do a show with on the weekends, he hosts in D.C., and they're all kind of stunned that we're sitting here this late into August and they haven't resolved this.
All right, Drew, what do you got? I want to hear yours first, just in case we don't have enough time for both.
All right, so Sean Barber texted.
Oh, yikes.
This is out of the weeds, too. This is out of nowhere.
You're texting him back in the middle of the show.
Oh, 100% I am.
What did Barber text?
Sean Barber said, I saw Jake Browning showing why he could have been the savior of Cincinnati.
Backup quarterback for the Bengals,
last night. Uh-huh. 55 mil for a quarterback that hasn't won a Super Bowl is
absurd.
That's
every quarterback in the NFL.
Exactly,
Barber. Jalen Hurts.
Sorry, Josh Allen also has never been to one and has never beat Joe Burrow in his life or Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. But sure, let's give him 55 mil. Let's give Trevor Lawrence the money, too. Let's pay Dak. Has Dak ever made it to an NFC title game?
No.
I mean, come on
I don't even
now.
Think he's made it to a...
The Cowboys have one of the longest NFC droughts.
Let's give money to Justin Herbert, who's never won a playoff game. Let's go ahead and just pay all these guys. You know, why not? Caleb Williams will be next. Jaden Daniels probably deserves it the most out of the guys who is next.
Is there a part of you, though, that is deeply afraid that you're going to end up having one of the all-time, I can't believe they didn't do more with quarterbacks? Like,
yeah,
Dan Marino on your hands, and everyone's like, cool stats, but you didn't do anything?
No, I don't want to get into a whole Cincinnati conversation again. All I'll say is you are definitely on this Josh Allen gets
He's
too much
anti-Allen.
Love. You're very much on an anti-Josh Allen. He gets too much love kick over the last, like, 3 weeks.
My whole All 32 is going to be complimenting Josh Allen because the more I look at...
Drew's like, see?
Get
out of here.
The more I look at the wide receivers he has thrown to over the last 5 years, him and Patrick Mahomes have done more with bad wide receivers than the other guys. Josh Allen's number two wide receivers for 3 years in Buffalo is on the street on August 19th. Gabe Davis doesn't have a job.
Hang on a second.
And he had 900 yards receiving with Josh Allen.
You also understand, Cody, that the offensive line that he dragged to the Super Bowl and also beat the Chiefs, by the way, and Chris Jones and that defense, and Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and GOAT Travis Kelce, four of them, I don't think they're in the league anymore. And one is a backup tackle Dallas.
Let's
pump the brakes on the, well, he's on the streets right now. We got to relax, I think, with this.
I'll give Joe Burrow his credit for that.
Because there's both sides to the argument where, yes,
sure. But I think Jake Browning would have missed
the
playoffs last year as well.
And also the offensive line.
I'm just saying Jake Browning would have missed the playoffs last year in Cincinnati as well.
If Jake Browning was the quarterback, they would have won the maybe three games.
Would have been better for them. They would have had a top pick. Would have got a good defensive player. They could have traded Zay Anderson.
The way they've drafted, I don't know if they would have, I'll be honest.
Do you think Cincinnati would trade Jake Browning if they could trust that Joe Burrow could stay healthy?
I think Desmond Ridder being there allows for a possibility.
Okay.
Because I think they trust Desmond Ridder, who also is in the competition for that backup QB job.
That is all 32.
Desmond Ridder was still in the
league. Now, I'm going to have to turn off alerts on the group chat. It's now going to blow up the rest of the day, I can tell already. We've gotten 15 texts in the last 5 minutes. It's going to be disastrous all afternoon.
Bob also called Josh Allen a loser, too, so I'll go ahead and take that. Because normally, Bob is the most anti...
Anti-Josh Allen, yes.
You and Bob Gold are the two most anti-Bengals people, even more than the text line. Alex smiles. His grin
is... He's a Cincy hater.
Your grin is like the Grinch's around Christmas time, and he knows he's going to steal Christmas because you know that the Bengals are incompetent.
Quite a bit. Well, they are incompetent. Yes. Very much enjoy the Bengals discourse and the false hope.
Jeez.
Yeah, I definitely enjoy the, like, trust me, Drew.
You are the Grinch when it comes to the Bengals.
If the Cincinnati Bengals lose week one to Joe Flacco and the Browns, oh, man.
You're going to want to call in sick.
I mean, Mondays, yeah.
You're going to want to call in sick.
You may not want to be here on that Monday, man. You may not want to be here on that Monday.
I told you guys, I think they
lose to Flacco. Don't come into work.
It'll be fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.